Hello, Audio Boom. Just a very quick boom from me. I'm with Fiona again.
Hello. You're going to come back here a bit so they can hear me. Thank you. My voice has got a bit funny now.
Just a very quick boom, and it may seem on the surface quite obsequious and sycophantic, and if it does, I don't care. Since being with Fiona, I've had many a cup of coffee in many a coffee shop. I've tried cappuccinos and mochas and Americanos. I've tried them with cream, without cream, etc. And some of them have been really good. You know, some of them have been nice. I mentioned coffee in my boom I've done before about kind of saying which coffee shop I felt made the best coffee, etc. But I have to confess, you can kind of, you know, stick those coffee shops up your cafetiere. Because tonight, Fiona Dunn made me a coffee that I'm still drinking that transcended any commercially available coffee you can buy. It was aromatic, rich, tasty, opulent, unpretentious, unscheming. Because some coffees are really scheming. They are. Because they smell really good. And then when they get in your mouth, they kind of conspire against you. So some coffees are a bit scheming and a bit subversive. But this coffee was the best I've ever had in all my days. So I just want to ask Fiona to briefly explain how she managed to accomplish this.
So I filled up my large cafetiere. I put 3 spoonfuls, sort of tablespoon, measuring spoon type spoon, generous ones, slightly heaped, of decaf coffee, because it's the middle of the night, in the bottom of the cafetiere.
And I only drink decaf anyway.
Well, yeah.
And what sort of coffee was it?
Colombian, decaf Colombian coffee. And we're talking proper ground coffee now. We're not talking any of your instant rubbish. Sorry, those who like instant, please don't be offended, but I won't drink that. If I come to your house, I'll have a glass of water, and I'll be fine with that. But, you know, yeah. Then I filled up the cafetiere. I boiled some water. And then I left it for a few seconds to come off the boil. Then I filled up the cafetiere with the water. And then I left the coffee brewing for, I don't know exactly how long, but a good few minutes. Poured it into cups, and in yours I put some cream. I don't know exactly how much. I poured it in and guessed a rough amount. And then stirred it.
So double cream.
Double cream, yeah. But not extra thick, just normal liquid double cream. And there you are. That's your coffee.
We should put some brandy in it, because we've got brandy. That'd be nice.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Have you drunk it?
Drunk it now.
Oh.
But I would have liked it.
Oh.
Anyway, there we go. So I wanted to share that with you. I'm not sure if it's any interest to anyone else.
Yeah, let's not all give them my address, though, yeah? Because I don't really want everyone turning up here and going, we want your coffee as well now.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely to happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't you think, like, after you've been raving about it, that everyone else will want coffee like that as well?
But your chaps live all over the country, all over the world, don't they?
That's true.
I should want to get an air ticket to England just for Fiona's coffee.
Well, you know, it might be worth it. What do you think?
Probably will be.
Would you get an air ticket?
To where?
To get my coffee.
Get your coffee?
Yeah.
Well, if you happen to emigrate?
Yeah.
I'd emigrate with you. Anyway.
That's lovely.
So that's the coffee.
Aww. We're being all coupley and holding hands now. It's really sweet.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to big up the coffee, really.
Thank you.
That's
lovely.
One of the best cups of tea I've had was The Italian shop does good tea.
The one in Richmond, yeah, lovely with the ice cup cream.
Of English breakfast tea, just a bog standard builder's tea if you're being middle class and slightly pretentious. But breakfast, English breakfast tea. But the best gay tea, could you describe it as gay tea? You know, your kind of aromatic stuff.
Yeah.
Is, although you don't have to be homosexual to drink it, I'm sure.
Well, you drink it and you're not homosexual.
No, not today. It was the other day.
I don't think you were, really.
Jasmine tea.
Yeah.
And I had that at your uncle's house.
That was good, wasn't it?
It's amazing. What make was it, do you know?
He said he just got it from his local Chinese shop.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
But you make good jasmine tea as well.
Do I?
My dad makes brilliant tea, but he has a method. He has to dunk the bag 26 times. Exactly.
Wow, that's...
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
And every dunk incorporates a squeeze. So it's dunk, squeeze, dunk, squeeze, dunk, squeeze, 26 times.
This is starting to sound a bit interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, he loves to dunk in a squeeze. He really does.
I think we should.
But it produces really good tea.
Good, I'm glad we're back onto the tea.
Yeah.
That's a relief.
So anyway, thank you for that, and good night, audio boom.
Boom, you're singing to them. Good night. Bye-bye.